Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I am Bhadra Sinha, Associate Editor with The Print, and today I will talk about a significant development related to the entry of women in the armed forces. So on Wednesday, the Supreme Court allowed women candidates to sit for the entrance exam for the National Defence Academy to be held on 5th September. Pune-based NDA is a prestigious Joint Defence Service Training Institute of the Indian Armed Forces, where cadets of the three services train together before they go on to respective service academy for further pre-commission training. NDA is one of the two modes for direct entry to the forces, and the exam is held by the Union Public Services Commission. This institute offers training program only to male candidates. Now, taking note of a public interest litigation filed by Advocate Kush Kalra, a bench led by Justice Sanjay Kishan Kaul in an interim order said that women aspiring to join the forces can take the test. However, the result of the tests would be subject to the final adjudication of the matter. In his PIL, the petitioner Kalra wants the NDA to open its doors for women candidates and end gender discrimination at its end. In not inducting women for training, Kalra claims the institute is violating fundamental rights to equality, equal opportunity in public employment, and also the right to practice one's profession as per his or her choice. As per bench's prima facie opinion, the NDA's admission policy is based on gender discrimination. UPSC was directed by the court to take out a suitable corrigendum notification in view of the court order and also give due publicity so that the intent of the order is translated into effect. The bench also advised the central government to take a constructive view of the matter in the wake of an earlier judgment delivered by the Supreme Court that ordered the army to offer women officers hired under the Short Service Commission the option to choose permanent commission and absorb them if they fulfill the eligibility criteria. Delivered in February 2020, this judgment related to permanent commission had dismissed the government argument that women were not being offered permanent commission because they were physiologically weak. Such a stand, the court held, stemmed from the deeply entrenched gender stereotype which looks at a man being dominant, whereas women are looked at as caretakers. The top court had upheld the decade-old judgment of the Delhi High Court ordering permanent commission for women officers. Incidentally, the High Court judgment was authored by none other than Justice Kaul, who on Wednesday heard the PIL on the NDA's admission policy. As for the Modi government, it opposed the idea of women joining the NDA. Submitting a 13-page affidavit in the court, the centre quoted the Army Act of 1950 to state that women were prohibited from joining the force. However, an exception was made in 1992 when the government, after examining the feasibility of employing women in the army, introduced the Women Special Entry Scheme to induct women as Short Services Commission officers. With time, the tenure of a woman SSC officer was extended from 5 to 10 and then finally 14 years. But subsequent to the SC 2020 judgment, these women officers are now entitled to get absorbed as permanent commission officers in 10 non-combat departments of the army. Given that women now have an opportunity to work in the army as a permanent commission officer, there was no reason to claim they were being discriminated against, the government told the court. It further said, opening up avenues for employment of women in the armed forces is a matter of policy, not warranting judicial intervention. The NDA, it added, was one of the entry modes to work in the armed forces. It does not give any automatic advantage to male cadets over their counterparts from other training establishments and institutions, or has any bearing on their future prospects, the government went on to clarify. However, Justice Kaul found the government's reasoning unfounded and absurd. He asked Government Counsel and Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhatti whether the army will only act when a judicial order is passed. This has been the judge's impression right from his High Court days, he said, when he delivered the judgment related to the issue concerning permanent commission. Bhatti argued, women were allowed to join the forces through the IMA and Officers Training Academy. But the bench was unwilling to relent and wondered Why is co-education a problem in a defense training academy? The hearing, the judge said, was an endeavor to persuade the army to do things itself. We would prefer if the army did something itself rather than us passing orders, the bench told the ASG, reminding her of the long-drawn battle involved in the permanent commission matter. According to the bench, there is a need to change the mindset of those who take policy decisions. The court further implored the government to begin with some tokenism to avoid judicial intervention all the time. In fact, Justice Kaul confessed the judiciary was not equipped to understand all intricate technical aspects of the structure of the armed forces. But he emphasized the broad principle of gender neutrality must be understood and adapted in the backdrop of the peculiar work circumstances. That's all I have for you now. This is Bhadra Sinha from The Print. Do log on to The Print AM every day in the morning at 8 to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable.